You're listening to the Unheralded News and Review and Pharisee Watch, brought to you by We Hold These Truths. Each week, we look into the events that are, for the most part, ignored or overlooked by the mainstream media, and we analyze these events. Just as in Jesus' day, Pharisees still walk the earth. Among them today are the celebrity Christians who support wars in the Middle East to protect Israel. In our Pharisee Watch portion of the program, we feature stories about the unchristlike acts of these modern-day Pharisees. Our programs are led by Charles E. Carlson, the founder of We Hold These Truths and author and editor of the Pharisee Watch, and unheralded news features on our website, WHTT.org. Joining Chuck are four other founders of We Hold These Truths. Travis Steele is the owner of Steele Engineering. Mark Horton is the president of Ultra Clean Corporation. Chuck McCollum is the owner of Oakshade Development. And Tom Compton is a retired sales engineer and your announcer. Our reader is We Hold These Truths faithful volunteer and dramatist Leslie Ford. Welcome to our podcast.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pharisee Watch and the Unheralded News. We're glad you tuned in for this podcast. We have Travis in the studio along with Leslie, our reader, and Chuck McCollum from Florida is on the line with us, as well as Mark Horton and Chuck Carlson, founder of We Hold These Truths. Chuck, what do you have for us tonight?
I'd like to ask Leslie to read the Pharisee Watch dated December 15th, which we haven't yet covered. It's just before Christmas. Christmas is the topic. And it's entitled, Who's Torturing the Philistines? Part 2, Why the Palestinian Authority Cannot Represent the Palestinian People. We'll discuss this a bit after we have Leslie read it to us.
Part 1 documented the growing realization that Arab citizens are being arrested and abused by Abbas's Palestine Authority, PA, at the very time he is supposed to be representing them in peace talk, and that reliable international news sources now state that the USA and Israel are training the PA in the use of torture to control Hamas, its political competition. We are told Hamas is a terrorist organization, but if the PA is paid by the USA-Israel access to brutalize Hamas sympathizers, who is guilty? It is undisputed that Israel is an occupier, therefore a military enemy of the Philistines. Neither the capture of one IDF soldier nor the accidental killing of an occasional civilian or an occupier state is terrorism, and as far as I know, Hamas has never killed or injured Americans. In contrast, Fatah's act towards other Arabs is terrorism. Its predecessor, the PLO, gave the Philistines a bad name over and over again. It killed members of Israel's Olympic team in 1972. It blew up jetliners belonging to Western countries and threw an aged American Jew into the sea from the deck of a pleasure cruise ship. As long as now dead Yasser Arafat provided grist from the terrorism mill, he had underground U.S. support. Some may recall hearing that the U.S. Air Force rescued the PLO Army from the Israeli Defense Forces when it was trapped in Lebanon in August 1982. I had not then figured out the USA-Israeli axis, and I failed to understand why our great military would lift a finger to save Arafat and his pack. Today I know that Arafat, like Abbas, was a wealthy, sometimes profiteer, sometimes patriot. He was the USA's Arab in the Middle East with the role of creating sympathy for Israel and giving all Philistines a bad name while pretending to be their champion. The U.S. rescue of the PLO led directly to the Sabra and Shatila massacre only 1 month later, arranged by IDF General Ariel Sharon. It may well be the reason why a truck full of explosives ripped through the Marine barracks on October 23, 1983, killing 241 U.S. Marines, sailors, and soldiers. Our media never made this connection for us. Claims of torture and abuse by members of the Palestinian Security Forces are not new. There has, however, been a sharp rise in reported cases, leading Human Rights Watch to remark last month that reports of torture by Palestinian Security Forces keep rolling in. The New York-based organization also bemoaned the rampant impunity of PA officers allegedly involved in the abuses. Neither followers of Jesus nor American Muslims should fall into the trap of trusting the Palestinian Authority, especially since it seems to have our president's ear. It is being used to further suppress the Philistines. The tragedy of the Palestinian occupation must be reversed in the USA, or else, when there are no more Philistines to destroy in Gaza, the looting machine will turn on those of our children who yearn for freedom and think they have a self-evident right to it.
Thank you, Leslie. Now, in reading this part two, Who is Torturing the Philistines, it's important for readers to go back and read part one, because part one and part two are really a sequel, or really a sequel, and should be read together. What this is all about, of course, is that many of us in America are concerned with our own programs that have resulted in torture in Guantanamo and also in Abu Ghraib, where there were obvious cases of brutality and torture. However, what has gone on in Palestine has not taken place over a short period of time, as were these prior cases I mentioned, but it's something that has been a continuous act ever since the State of Israel was created, and a method of essentially terrorizing the civilians in Palestine to keep them from uprising. And a recent celebration took place in Palestine in which they celebrated the 46th year of the uprising. That means that the Palestinians consider their uprising against the occupation to have begun in 1965. I really don't quite know why 1965 was the year that that began. But if that's true, then this program of systematically torturing people in order to frighten them has gone on for a very long time, and it has. It's very well documented. Whereas in the United States, our documented cases of torturing prisoners is relatively recent. What is so important about this article is that it has now been clearly disclosed that the United States government has worked hand in hand with the Israeli government to use elements of the Palestinian people to torture their own and terrorize their own people. And I guess this is a sort of a Christian question that Mark could really identify with. It's the nature of humans that they can be corrupted to even brutalize their own friends, their own kind, their own neighbors. It's doubly effective when the Israelis can hire or train Palestinian Arabs to brutalize other Palestinian Arabs, basically doing it for money or for prestige or to protect themselves. This has become very commonplace, and this is what this article was pointing to. If you go to our Unheralded News, you will find a number of related stories that are now coming out. One of them, Israel sees Tehran as a main threat. This came out through WikiLeaks and has been released, and it's amazing stuff. It shows that the Israeli Mossad, which is their intelligence organization, something like our CIA, I suppose, was actively campaigning in the United States to try to get the United States to bomb Iran for the last several years. And they have a systematic program of trying to convince U.S. diplomats that they need to do that. WikiLeaks has found a lot of these cables that have been transmitted, emails that have been transmitted, and have released them and have exposed that this is going on. We've yet to see them expose information about how the United States has helped train Palestinians to torture other Palestinians, but maybe that will come. We hope that our readers will go to our website, look at Pharisee Watch, and read not only the latest Pharisee Watch, but also if there's a series like this, go read back into them. And there's a lot of research that comes behind these in old articles that have been written a long time ago. We have people all the time digging up old articles from our website and using them that we'd sort of forgotten about, and other people are finding them and actually using them.
Well, I think what the point that you made that the Israelis benefit from this, certainly people look at the actions of some of these actions by Palestinians so they can justify what Israel is doing. It always seems that Israel is the beneficiary of all these actions and getting away with, literally, with murder, with duplicity from people like this that you're describing.
Now, by the way, these acts of torture are not mild little things. Some of the Israeli acts, I recently saw a film of the Inquisition Museum in Spain. They have some of these devices they use. Well, the things the Israelis do to the Palestinians aren't mild forms of inconvenience. We're talking about full-fledged brutality, and much of it aimed at total humiliation and breaking the spirit of the people, so that they hope that when someone is released from one of these jails after 3 or 4 years, they'll be so frightened of the Israelis that they would never do anything that would ever be considered a revolutionary or an act of patriotism against on behalf of the Palestinian people. It makes waterboarding very mild, and there are many, many documented cases of this that have been written about for a long time. And it does not just include men. Palestinian women are tortured because that and brutalized, and I won't go further, but this is done also because they think that it breaks the spirit and mind of the people to brutalize their women.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Chuck, for that. We'll look forward to being again with you next week, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for tuning in, and be sure to tell a friend.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. Be sure to tell a friend about these podcasts, and please visit our website, whtt.org. You will find a wealth of information and resources like our new video, Christian Zionism, The Tragedy and the Turning, Part 1. Even though this video is copyrighted, we don't mind if you copy it, as long as you copy all of it. Then you will be armed to challenge your Christian Zionist neighbors and friends with a copy they can watch. Start small, think big, and press on towards the straight gate.